This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Well, good evening.
Good evening, Lon.
Here is your ESPN Radio weather forecast brought to you by the Illini Inn. Head over there for some great apps, pizza, wings, beer. Great time to go this weekend, Cubs-Cardinals series.
Oh, how about Friday afternoon?
Yeah.
Everybody just takes off a little bit early from work. It's a 1:20 start or something like that up at Wrigley. Just take off and go over to Illini Inn and watch that game.
Yeah, and tune into us for our show, I think.
Maybe.
Unless it goes to extras.
Yeah, we'll see.
But we'll see about this weather as well. It's 85 and sunny right now, nice and toasty. Gets down to about 60 tonight. Tomorrow, 86 and sunny. Friday, 86, partly sunny. Saturday, rain in the forecast, 80 degrees. Hopefully not rain on your parade or your tailgate.
Yeah.
ESPN Radio.
It's not a parade, I can promise you that. Uh-oh, I picked one that's not very long. Hey, I want to introduce Stever, brand new program that gives you money to shop at local businesses. I'm going to explain. It's true. Just visit GoStever.com. GoStever.com and register. Then listen to us and all our channels, and we give you a chance to win prizes. So here's the scoop. Today at 5:30, we're going to be giving away Rosati's Pizza $30 vouchers. It's free. There's no catch here. You just go to GoStever.com. You got to sign in. You got to register. I mean, I even did it, so if I can do it, you know that's pretty simple. And then at certain times, and Stevie does it a lot on his show
in the
morning.
There's a schedule on there as well for the next giveaways on when you need to be on.
So at 5:30 today, which is coming up here in about 23 minutes or so, we are going to unleash $30 vouchers to Rosati's Pizza. Here's all you have to do. You have to use it in 7 days. So I'm telling you, you have to go eat free pizza in the next 7 days, and then you have to write up a little ditty about it.
Yeah.
Which, who doesn't love Rosati's? So, I mean, it's going to be simple. So just do that. Again, GoStever.com and register to do that. Austin Berkland, you're in the studio with us. What's up?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, do you want to read our Around the World of Big Ten Football?
Yeah, I can do that. I don't have the sheet.
I'm kidding. Alex in there. So Alex making his debut today. Alex is going to read Around the World of Big Ten Football.
Step on Alex's toes.
Right. So when I said that, I just looked in there, and he's under the brim of his hat. He's giving me the stare like, really? No, kidding. I'm kidding. But we did want you to join us for a little drive time because we're getting ready to talk a lot of Cardinals and some Cubs baseball.
I thought you were going to stop at Cardinals.
I should have. Let's do.
Time brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign for a wide selection of new and used vehicles. Check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash and Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com. I gave you that .com.
Boom. I love that one. I appreciate you giving me that. All right. By the way, it is The Drive with Say and Piper. Let's talk Cardinals baseball today. They defeat Max Scherzer and the Nationals 5-1. They take 2 of 3 in the series. And I'll start with you, Derek. Going into this series, when you knew you had to face Schwarber, I about said Schwarber, Strasburg, Corbin, and Scherzer,
yep.
And you're like, oh goodness, well, we win one. They get 2 out of 3. That you could look back at the end of this year, if the Cardinals hold on to either A, the division, or the playoff spot, you could look back and point to those three games. And I know every game's important during a 162 season, but you could look at that knowing you're facing their three best, and with Strasburg and Scherzer, two of the best pitchers in baseball, and somehow you managed to get 2 of 3. In fact, you won the two games those guys started.
Absolutely huge. And how much confidence you have in Adam Wainwright going on the mound at Busch Stadium. It's fantastic. Just barely over 2 ERA. But no doubt, you're continuing to prove that you deserve to be in this playoff for the first time in 4 years, and to beat those dudes, you look like you belong. So that was a big shot in the arm of confidence. You lose the series at home against the Brewers. You lost the series in Colorado. And it just felt as a Cardinals fan that losing on Tuesday night and then going into today, maybe something's going to go wrong.
No doubt.
You don't want to be just one game up going into Wrigley where you haven't won all year. So to pull that one out was absolutely huge.
All right, Cubs fan Berkland. That's got to be a little frustrating that the Cardinals took 2 of 3.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have you on. Sorry, my fault.
Yeah, this series was a series that the Cubs fans looked to after all the easier series that the Cardinals have had leading up to this point.
No doubt.
As the turning point, as the series that says, hey, the Cardinals win one here, the Cubs could come back into within a game of this division, and then the pressure's not so much on that Wrigley Field Cardinals series, that four-gamer. So, yeah, as a Cubs fan, this is frustrating. Last night was probably one of the more frustrating nights of baseball where the Cubs lost, the Brewers won, the Nationals ended up losing last night as well, and the Cardinals winning. It was just not a good night for the Cubs. But, again, does this really all matter when you have 7 games between the two teams? So if the Cubs can sneak out series wins in each of these, then that could be the difference in this division overall. But this National Series could have helped out the Cubs a lot by adding some makeup ground for it.
No doubt.
1-10, Austin. You have Baez hurt. You have Rizzo hurt.
Yeah.
You're facing the Cardinals in a place that you've beat them a lot, and then the Brewers have a favorable schedule, but then also the Cardinals look like a playoff team.
They do.
At least in our opinion. 1-10, where is your concern as far as getting a playoff spot against those two?
I'm probably at a 3.5 because the Brewers will fall off without Yelich at some point. You got to
think,
right? I mean, maybe this is just the hot streak initially. I mean, whenever Revonte Rice got injured and Illinois came out and beat Maryland, that was a shock to the system. It was, we got to play better right now. That complacency is going to creep in Milwaukee at some point. And I know Craig Counsell is a great manager.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's going to be able to keep that from coming, like that doubt that creeps in when the Cubs keep winning, when the Cardinals keep winning. What's going to happen to the Brewers ultimately?
The only thing I would argue back against that is that it's late in the year, and I think these guys they love showing up to the park now.
Right?
I mean, if you're the Brewers, you're sitting there going, guys, we didn't think a month ago we had a shot at this. And I mean, the Brewers are that team. They've been hanging around 4, 5, 6 games out for the last month, and then all of a sudden now they're like, hey, we're 2 games away.
Pomerantz has been an unbelievable reliever for the Brewers,
and you got the Cubs and Cards playing each other, which is huge. All right, Derek Piper, Tommy Edmond.
Yeah,
what in the world? This kid, Tommy Ballgame, as you like to say. Yeah. I always held that for Jim Edmonds, you know, well, Jimmy Ballgame.
Jimmy Edmonds was Jimmy Ballgame. Tommy Ballgame.
Oh! Never thought of that.
Edmonds.
Yeah. I like that. He's a player.
Absolutely.
He can play so many spots.
Put him anywhere on the field, and he's just going to hit, man.
Yep.
You know, in AAA, he was hitting over 300 last year, this year. All of a sudden, he shows up. I've said it. He looks like he got pulled up from the Little League World Series, and that's no knock to his game. It's just how baby-faced he is.
Yes.
But he's hitting .286, and usually there's a fall-off for some rookies or anything, but I trust him as much as anybody when he's at the plate to come through in the clutch, and he hits a big home run today. Just he's been as vital as anybody to this late run.
Well, Austin, you guys have your Tommy Edmond. His name's Nico Horner.
Yeah, Nico Horner's been phenomenal. He's the guy who's spreading the ball out throughout the entire field. It's not a power game in Nico Horner. I know in his first pitch at Wrigley, he hit one out of the ballpark, but his game is a lot like Ben Zobrist. It's very, very similar. He can play multiple positions, second base, shortstop. It's going to be interesting what happens next season with that regard. But the guy that I'm really in love with right now is Kyle Schwarber. His last 15 games have been unbelievable. .707 slugging percentage. You have 5 walks, 18 strikeouts, of course. But his home run total is at 5 in his last 15 games.
Wow.
I think Kyle Schwarber is the key factor of this run, because you don't have Baez, you don't have Rizzo. Brian's been a little shaky here, but Kyle Schwarber, if he's back to being what the 2015 Kyle Schwarber was, or the 2016 World Series Kyle Schwarber, then this lineup still has a really good shot to compete going into the playoffs.
We're going baseball heavy on Drive Time, but why not? This is that time of year.
Can I bring up one thing before you go there?
Yes.
Who was the backup catcher for the Cubs?
Victor Caratini.
No, the one dude that came up and hit a grand slam.
Taylor Davis.
That's it. If the Cardinals lose this division by one game, it's going to be that little punk. It's going to be that guy that hit that grand slam on the day I was doing my Philo, Illinois bar crawl, and I'm like, who's that?
The wind's blowing out. They won a 15-13 game.
Same day as the Kentucky Derby.
Exactly.
If the Cubs lose this division by one game, it'll be on the bat of Bryce Harper. That grand slam that helped the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Cubs when the bullpen just imploded.
Or on the glove of Dexter Fowler, who may have saved a game today.
You just mentioned that if the Cubs lose this division, and I'm not saying they're going to. I agree with you. I have confidence the Cubs are going to make the playoffs, whether it's the wild card or the division. But how much pressure, in your opinion, as a Cubs fan, should be on Joe Maddon in this last stretch?
Well, I mean, I think he knows he's done anyway, so he's just playing with house money. I ultimately think that he knows that he can't do anything outside of win a World Series or get to a World Series to keep his job. I think it's signed, sealed, and delivered. Once the contract negotiations cease in the offseason, that's when Joe Maddon probably knew that he was done.
How disappointed are you as a Cubs fan if you don't win a division?
It depends on what the playoffs look like.
And I know you've got the injuries now.
Yeah.
And that is certainly, you can use that as an excuse. I mean, Baez and Rizzo out. Hello, who's going to win? You know, what team can come back from that? But the fact that the Cubs are set up to win now, and all of a sudden, if you let the Cardinals win a division, let's say, and the Brewers last year, you got to be sitting there going, what?
It really all depends on what the playoffs look like. Say the Cubs beat Colorado last year, and the Cubs go into the NLDS. You have a shot, at least at something. The offense finds a way to get some runs outside of the two, game 163 in the wild card. And I think that this year, if you win the wild card game against the Washington Nationals, whether here in Chicago or over in D.C., and you maybe beat the Los Angeles Dodgers five-game series, you've seen it with your Cardinals, guys. Anything can happen.
Absolutely.
So if the Cubs find a way to get to that NLCS point and they lose that, I'd say it's still a pretty successful season.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if you didn't win the division. But if you just fall flat on your face in the last few stretches games of the season against the Cardinals and then against the Nationals, then it's like, what are we doing here, guys? We got to really shuffle some things around.
There's a stud in the state of Illinois basketball that committed to Duke today. But I'm not asking you that yet, Piper. We're going to do that after drive time because I want Austin to have the floor for this last thing.
Okay.
The Philadelphia Eagles actually canceled practice today.
Yes.
They canceled practice today. Is it too hot? Is it too cold? No, it's because they don't have any healthy players.
They have a book full of injuries, and it is not looking good.
You read the injuries off before the show, and I'm like, oh, just stop.
Timmy Jernigan.
What?
Alshon Jeffrey, DeShaun Jackson, Dallas Goedert, essentially all of Carson Wentz's weapons outside of Nelson Aguilar are injured right now.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Nelson's going to have a big game in fantasy anyway. But, the Eagles canceled practice this week. It's
Piper.
Yeah.
You're like the seagull that swoops in after the eagle leaves. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to pick up that guy. I got to wrap it up real quick. But it is amazing that an NFL team is like, we're done. We're not practicing.
They just had a walkthrough. I mean, it's kind of like a college schedule right there. With that one Friday walk.
That's crazy.
A walk-through day.
Austin, thank you, buddy.
No problem. You guys have a good one.
You're the man. All right. Go ahead and wrap us up there.
That was Honda BMW Champaign's drive time for a wide selection of new and used vehicles. Check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burr, Washington Savoy, and online at drivechampaign.com.
Well done. I'm talking and I've got my mic on.
That's what goes on.
Okay, so normally I clip the mic real quick, and I say, well done, Austin, and then I look at you and say, hey, why don't we hit on Adam Miller right now and another guy, but then I realize I'm still on the air. So there, if anybody's ever wondering, that's usually what happens when I play music. I clip the mic, and then I just start.
It's like if the offensive coordinator was somehow on the PA announcement. Right. All right, this is what we're going to do next on this play.
Okay, if our idiots would quit holding, then we're going to do this. And no, I'm not talking about the Illinois offensive line when I say that. I promise I'm not. I'm just that in general. Okay, Adam Miller.
Visiting this weekend.
I think I'm scaring people because I said going into it, a stud in Illinois committed to Duke, and then I'm talking about Adam Miller. It's not Adam Miller. It's DJ Stewart. This doesn't surprise me at all.
No, not super surprising. And they're getting a darn good player. Five-star, really score, handle, combo guard. And there were some questions a couple of weeks ago about how Duke was pursuing him, whether they're making him a big enough priority. But Coach K showed up last week during the open recruiting period, brought a couple assistants with him.
Unreal.
Then DJ goes to Durham this past weekend. And that was going to be a really tough one for Illinois anyway, because Louisville had done a good job, Texas. But when Duke wants you, They pulled Jahlil Okafor from Whitney Young, and now they get DJ Stewart.
How many titles has he won, Krzyzewski? 4, 5?
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going here. I do know where I'm going, but I don't want to say it because I could get absolutely.
No, go ahead.
How does he not win a national title every other year?
Yeah.
It's you bring in, think about this. Ayo Dosunmu was a 4 or 5 star? I mean, he was
borderline, depending on the scouting service.
So you bring in 3 or 4 of that guy every year.
Sure.
You should, I don't know. And then Virginia wins a national title.
At every position, really. And that's where McDonald's All-Americans don't always equal titles. But then again, the flip side is you got to have some really good players. Like Virginia had Kyle Guy. He was a McDonald's All-American. Ty Jerome was a former top 50 player. So you got to get a couple of those dudes. But Kentucky and Duke in the last, I looked it up last week, 7 or 8 years, they each have won one.
Isn't that amazing?
But they get 4 or 5 Mickey D's guys every year.
And you know what? That you just answered my question. The reason they don't win it is because these guys are so good, they come in for 1 year, and they leave.
And they leave, yeah.
And so any day, not any day, there's still a lot of guys out there that I would take over a certain guy, but any day I'll go in an NCAA tournament with 4 or 5 year guys, right, as opposed to a freshman, even as good as they are. But you look at Kentucky and Duke. Wouldn't it be interesting if Calipari and Krzyzewski in like another 3 years, let's say neither one of them win a title in the next 3 years. Wouldn't it be interesting if they both looked at their coaching staffs and they're like, we're done. I'm done. I'm done doing this one and done stuff. Now I want to get guys that are going to be here 3 or 4 years, like Christian Laettner and Bobby Hurley and those guys back in the day and Grant Hill when he was winning those. I mean, I know what I'm saying is stupid. It's stupid radio, but it's interesting because you wonder, like, if Duke couldn't win it last year with that crew, it's like, that was a good basketball team.
What's going to be even more
injuries,
right? What's going to be even more interesting is when, inevitably, it seems like the rule's going to get flipped back to where players can jump out of high school to the NBA. And what if you have a Sean Livingston that you invest a lot of time in, and all of a sudden he goes, yeah, I'm committing to Duke, but I'm actually going to the NBA.
Ugh.
But with DJ, I think DJ could play. He's not a one and done, in my opinion.
Okay.
So maybe that is a little bit of a transition. Again, he's a 5-star, so Duke chases 5 stars.
Right.
But in my opinion, he's at Duke probably 2 years at least.
That we should have a discussion one day on that. We should have a discussion of should Mike Krzyzewski. We already got one text. Coach K constantly underachieves. We should have that discussion to say, all right, you get the best players every year. Like I'd be interested to know in the last 10 years, Kentucky and Duke, where their classes ranked every year, and then how many national titles they got out of it. It's just an interesting, I don't know, I've always thought that. And yes, part of it is I'm jealous. Don't get me wrong, I'm incredibly jealous, and I'm bitter. Like DJ Stewart, when I heard that Duke had offered him, I'm like, well, there goes that guy. And so you sit here, I mean, like Adam Miller, if Duke came along tomorrow and said, hey, we want you to come to Duke, guess what? He'd go to Duke. It's frustrating, and I know that Krzyzewski had to get it to this point, and that's where I give him all the credit. He had to get Duke to the point where Duke is Duke, because Duke wasn't Duke before Krzyzewski.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not like UCLA, which went the other way. I mean, Wooden, for all the things probably that maybe they illegally did wrong back in the day, but Wooden won, 10 titles? And now UCLA, we're shocked if they get to the tournament, it seems like. But it's been the opposite with Duke, is the sense that, you know, Duke was decent. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a solid program, but to take it to where Coach K has taken it, and you just sit there and you think, my goodness, I don't know. I think it's impossible to recruit against them. It would be a cool topic for a guy like Lon Kruger or a retired coach. That would be a cool topic to talk to them and say, you know, Lou Henson, hey, Lou, is Coach K underrated or has he underachieved with all the talent he had? If you had that talent in Champaign, and Henson had it 1 year, you know, and took him to the Final Four. But
might tell you then, Lon, I would not want to coach 5 freshmen in my starting lineup every year.
I bet you're right, especially an old school coach like Lou.
Yeah.
You'd almost have to get a coach like, I don't know, Maybe Kruger would be good. Kruger
it's talent.
I mean, it is talent.
Top of the line talent.
All I'm doing is rambling about a subject that I hadn't even thought about because I don't want Alec to do around the world a Big Ten football. It's really that simple. Alec, I'm kidding. We like you. And when we return, Alec is going to read around the world. I can't wait to do this. This is when we zip around the Big Ten. I do want to remind you, though, in about 5 minutes exactly, there's going to be another Go Stever promotion, and we're giving away Rosati's $30 certificates. You still have time. It doesn't take you more than 5 minutes to go and register.
Oh, it takes a minute.
GoStever.com.
Yep.
All you do is get on there, and then you create your username and password, and then you
sign
just
in,
wait.
And then you hit refresh.
Boom.
I'd hit refresh on my phone at 5:30 as soon as that is supposed to kick in. If you get an offer, hit accept.
Boom.
And you have $30 of Stevie's to go have some Rosati's and tell them about it.
And when you register, do take a little time to read because there's a couple of rules in there, but they're so simple. I mean, Stevie just gives away money. Sometimes I look at him, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, give me the Rosati's pizza. No, but it's a wonderful thing, man. Rosati's $30 gift certificates. They're coming up here in like 4 minutes. So GoStever.com, get registered. When we come back, Alec makes his debut as host of Around the World of Big Ten Football. It is The Drive.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's Turf Builder today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today. This is a Scott's Yard. Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from gum, varnish, and corrosion?
Stabil 360.
Gasoline with ethanol can go bad in as little as blank.
30 days?
Using Stabil 360 ethanol treatment year-round is what?
Is it a no-brainer?
It is. You win peace of mind, Gary.
Awesome. Can I have money?
Stabil 360. It's a no-brainer. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.
It's summer buckets of fun at Addie's. Buckets of what, you may be asking? Buckets of 4 16-ounce aluminum bottles and a large bucket of range balls. It's summertime, and it's time to unwind and help your golf game while enjoying a few cold ones. Take some swings and some swigs of your favorite domestic brew for only $20. Just come on into Addie's in Stone Creek and soak up the summer with this summer buckets of fun promotion. Only at Addie's at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana.
On Saturday, September 28th, the Walk to Defeat ALS will take place at Dodds Park in Champaign. The Walk to Defeat ALS honors those living with ALS, their caregivers, and family while remembering those who have left us too soon. The Walk to Defeat ALS is the largest source of revenue for the ALS Association, which provides programs and services at no cost to patients living with ALS. Everyone can become a part of the fight by joining the Walk to Defeat ALS. For more information, visit web.alsa.org/champaignwalk.
Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Here's Dari Noka.
It was absolutely never going to be a matter of if, but always when. When would the inevitable happen? When would the Giants pull the trigger and pull the player who has played in more games than any other Giant in history? Yesterday it happened. Eli Manning to the bench, rookie Daniel Jones to the starting QB job. Eli knew it was coming. The day before, he talked about how they're 0-2 and people are naturally going to look to see what can be done about it. And oh yeah, the Giants did take a quarterback at number 6 in the draft. Remember, when, not if. What ultimately happens with Eli is anybody's guess, but this is another example of a player whose belief in himself, while admirable, has led to a disturbing final chapter in his career. I tend to wander back to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with the Lakers in his 40s, a sloth moving up and down the floor, making you feel bad for the man still trying to play. Eli Manning is 8-25 as a starter over the last 3 years. He's had one winning season since 2012. And no, that's not all on Eli. The supporting cast isn't very good, but Eli hasn't made it better. He'll play again, someday, somewhere, and my guess is, like with Kareem, it won't be pretty. In 60 seconds, yep, it's that bad.
There's a new NFL show in town, people. It's called NFL The Grind. It's every Wednesday night. It's on FX. NFL Films produces it. My name is Rich Eisen. I host it. Highlights, features, every single week. What more could you want? Spiraling football from NFL Films, you got it. My commentary, the last word on every single week in the NFL before Thursday Night Football, you got it. NFL The Grind, only on FX. If you don't have it, get the channel or the app. Wednesdays, be there. I will be.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Should a 4-year-old kid even know the word buyout? Grayton Grant does. He, along with the help and clear leadership of his father, are trying to raise funds to help Florida State afford the buyout of head football coach Willie Taggart. So they set up a weekend lemonade stand with vastly overpriced lemonade. It really is that bad. You know there's not a 4-year-old on the planet who would do this on his own. So Papa gets the credit here for, I guess, using the 4-year-old to get a few sympathy lemonade buys and making some headlines. The stand did raise $241, just a bit shy of the $17 million FSU would have to pay. Not sure of the example Dad is setting, but like I said, it really is that bad in Tallahassee. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
I just love my girlfriend and want to do something cool and personal for the holidays.
Well, how about a calendar with those summer vacation pictures you guys took together on the summer months? Then February with last year's Valentine's date.
I love that idea, but that sounds like a lot of work.
Minuteman Press at 905 South Neal Street in Champaign has Paul, Adam, and Andrew listening to the concept. Then it's a few emails and it'll be done.
Awesome. Minuteman Press in Champaign. Just Google it. See you printing.
The sounds of fresh meat grilling, the sounds of the marching Illini, and the sounds of Lovie Smith and his fighting Illini taking the field at Memorial Stadium. Ensure you have the best tailgate and get your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. They have fresh meat weekly, sausage, bacon, and eggs too. It's local fresh meat from right here in Champaign-Urbana. The U of I Meat Sales Room open Tuesdays and Thursdays 1 to 5:30 p.m. and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Located off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana. Have the best tailgate this season when you buy your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. We're talking with Shane from Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana. And on Thursday, it's Thirsty Thursdays. A bit of a different meaning than what it was when we were in college, right, Shane?
That's right. You know it. Every Thursday in Rosati's Pizza is Thirsty Thursday. After 4 o'clock, you'll get a free 2-liter with any pizza purchase.
What are you having for dinner tonight? Make it Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, Urbana, myrosatis.com/Urbana, or call 328-2334 for delivery. Delivery in Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy.
Right now, the Home Depot makes replacing your old carpet easy. With more styles and colors to choose from, there's no better time to buy. With free installation on any carpet purchase of $499 or more, all by licensed local pros. Backed for life, today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $499 minimum purchase required, typically $699. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through November 6, 2019.
We'll be right back.
Drive, ESPN 93.5. You can find us, by the way, on Twitter. Search at The Drive 93.5. Derek, I've got to bring up Around the World on this computer, so why don't you tell them how else they can find us?
Yes, you can find our podcast on all platforms. That's iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tayandpiper.podbean.com. You can stream us live at espncu.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Around the World is Daft Punk. Is that right?
I believe that's correct.
Daft Punk. That's a cool name.
Not bad. Sounds cool.
You know what I didn't do? I didn't put instrumental.
Okay.
Hold on.
Quick note, though, follow up on Duke. We're asking if Coach K has been underachieving. He won the title in 01. Since then, they've only made the Final Four three times.
What?
04, 2010, 2015.
Alec, you want to touch base on that? So yeah. Krzyzewski has only been to the Final Four three times since 01?
Yeah. They won it two of those three times.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
But they've only since 01, they've only been to the Final Four three times.
Wow. I'm not even being, like, mean lawn here. I mean, that's not very good when you constantly get all five-star guys. And somebody did text in, and they're right, five stars don't make a team. I get that. You're right. I'll still, though, if we're picking teams over here on a basketball court in Champaign, I will still take the five-star kid over me.
For comparison, Michigan State during that time phrase made it six times, so twice as many times as Duke has. To the Final Four. They haven't won a title during that stretch, but
that will be one of the. Yeah, it's very interesting. One of the coolest stats. Now, I think it finally was broken, but didn't every Michigan State player for the last like 20 years went to a Final Four?
Yeah.
Like sometime in your 4 years, you went to a Final Four, which is Michigan State's the. If we ever have this argument, Michigan State would be the perfect team to look at versus Duke because, yes, Izzo gets five stars, but most of his guys stay. Whereas Duke, now all of a sudden, in the last 3-4 years, they're kind of like Kentucky. So, all right, we got to do this. Alec, what's up, man?
Nothing much. Enjoying my first appearance on the show.
Yeah, have you ever spoken on the show before?
Yeah, a couple times. I've given my picks for Illinois football the last two weeks.
And that's right.
They haven't made me look good, so maybe I'll look good in Around the World today.
Alec, you're from O'Fallon, Illinois.
I am, down south, close to St. Louis, about 20 minutes east. So we've got three Cardinal fans at the table
right
baby.
Now.
Big win today.
How far is O'Fallon, Illinois to O'Fallon, Missouri? And have you ever decided one day to wake up and drive to O'Fallon, Missouri just to say you were in two O'Fallons in the same day? I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, so...
There's a bar in both, right? You can have a beer in O'Fallon twice.
I can't do that. I'm still not of age, but...
No, you couldn't, right?
O'Fallon, Missouri is about 45 minutes away from O'Fallon, Illinois.
How weird that there's two O'Fallons that are that close.
Yeah, I get asked a question sometimes, like, by random people. Like, if I'm at a Cardinal game or a Blues game or whatever, they'll be like, you're from O'Fallon, Missouri? I'm like, no, Illinois. And they're like, oh, what's that?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
No one knows about O'Fallon, Illinois.
If you're in the, what do they call that, the greater metro area or whatever?
Metro East.
If you're down in that area, you have to identify which O'Fallon you're from. I like that. All right, are you ready to go on Around the World?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's bring this up. Oh, yeah, there it is. All right, Alec, take it away.
All right, we're going to start in the Big Ten East with the Michigan Wolverines.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. Michigan is obviously 2-0, but they didn't cover against Middle Tennessee State, and they almost lost to Army.
Mm.
Now they face the Badgers on the road at Camp Randall before the next 3 of 4 at home, with their only road game being here in Champaign against Illinois.
Nah, watch out.
Is this Michigan's biggest test until Ohio State on the road?
You know what? I say no because you said it. I mean, they barely beat Army, and I think Army's good, Derek. Don't get me wrong. Trevor loves Army, man. He loves betting Army. Trev's ticket tomorrow, by the way. But no, I mean, listen, Michigan, you're not quite as good, I don't think, as you thought you were going to be. So you better not be looking ahead. I'm actually really interested. It's almost like Nebraska last week when they hammered Northern Illinois. Yes, I know it's Northern Illinois, but after I looked at that score, I'm like, oh, crap. They just got everything together, finally. I'm anxious to see what Michigan does against Wisconsin. That's my number one game to watch this weekend. We're going to have that on at the tailgate. But yeah, I'm actually what Michigan does, and then I'll have a better feel for them after this week.
Two top 15 teams. Somehow, looking at Wisconsin's schedule as far as the biggest test, I think it is. The only comparable one before you get to Ohio State is at Illinois. No, I'm just kidding. Michigan State at home.
You just took my joke.
Yeah, I know. You didn't use it. You're supposed to use it in the intro.
Alec, you don't get jokes on your first appearance.
Exactly. That's why I didn't say it, Derek.
Feed the talent jokes.
you got to earn those jokes.
All right, so Michigan's got to hope that they fix their offense during the bye week because it was pretty horrible against Army. I think that this is Wisconsin's biggest test, but I like Wisconsin quite a bit. They haven't given up a point, right?
No.
In the first two games?
No.
And Michigan's struggling. The run game for Wisconsin, probably a low-scoring game, but I like Wisconsin.
Good.
I actually like Wisconsin that one, too.
I forget how to do this loop thing.
We're going to go to Indiana. Indiana's 2-1. They also haven't looked as impressive as some people would have thought, with struggling against Ball State and getting just destroyed by Ohio State last week. Line, you hit on the spread and the over. Good call there.
Yeah, thank you.
And this week they get UConn, which is a familiar opponent for Illinois, and they're favored by the same as the Illini were, which is +3. With a home field advantage. Who finishes with a larger win over UConn? Illinois or Indiana?
I think this is easy. I think it's Indiana. Number one, it's in Bloomington. That helps. Right there helps. I think UConn played their best game of the season. I know Illinois did a lot to help that, but I think UConn played their best game of the season two weekends ago against Illinois. I think Indiana actually has a comfortable win this year or this week. I need to go on there and check that out on Bovada.
Yeah.
I don't know
if they played their best game or if they played their easiest opponent post-Wagner. All right, that's bad to say, but
I was taking a drink.
They play in the American Conference.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Indiana's 27 points favorite, so three more than Illinois with the home field advantage. But come on, it's still a UConn team to beat Wagner at home by three. Yeah. I think that Illinois only beat UConn by a possession. Indiana by two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think Indiana. I don't know if Indiana covers, but I like them to win by more than one Illinois won. Yeah. All right, let's go to the West.
All right, so we've got a lower schedule with the Big Ten West with three teams being on a bye. Iowa, Minnesota, and Purdue are all on bye.
Really?
Yeah, so we're going to move over to the opposite side of the first matchup with Wisconsin. The Badgers have outscored their opponents 110-0 to start out the season. If they beat Michigan this weekend, do you think they have what it takes to win the Big Ten? And not just the Big Ten West, the overall Big Ten.
You know, I just thought of something when you said 110, and I think you said it right because I didn't. But do you know you're not supposed to use and in a number?
Yeah, I didn't know that. My sixth grade. No.
So you can't say 110. It's 110.
Yeah, the and stands for the decimal. My seventh grade math teacher
brained
that into
cool?
my head.
And I promise I'm not bringing that up because I think you said it right.
Yeah,
but
I said 110.
It started getting me thinking. Yeah, so everybody out there, you should always learn something today. 110, young kids, not 110. All right, if they beat Michigan, do they have – yes, I think they do. I mean, 110-0, I know – I don't care who you've played. If you haven't allowed a point in the first 2 weeks of the season, that's got to be impressive, right? And now that Hornibrook's not there, I think they're better. So if they can beat Michigan, I know they'd have to play Iowa and Illinois here.
And at Ohio State.
And at Ohio State. But I think there'll be enough losses in the West that even if they lose to Ohio State, which they probably will, I think they could still win the West.
They're by far the most impressive team in the West, and it's not even really close.
Mm-mm.
I know that they haven't maybe faced the challenge that Michigan State did against
Iowa State.
But I like Wisconsin to get to that title game, and can they beat Ohio State or Michigan in a one-game setting? I think they can.
Okay.
They've shown that their defense is really, really good. Yet again, they can run the football. That quarterback still has a lot to prove.
Yeah, I agree.
A lot to prove if you're on the field against, especially Justin Fields against Ohio State. So do they have what it takes? Yeah, I think they do.
Thank goodness Ohio State's got Justin Fields. I think we're going to learn a lot about Wisconsin and Michigan both this week.
All right, so we're going to move to that team that Lovie Smith calls that team up north for some reason.
That
team in purple,
right?
That just seems really extra to me. Obviously, Northwestern, they've struggled to put away UNLV last week, and now they face Sparty.
Yeah.
The over-under for the game is in the low 30s. Do you think Northwestern can upset Sparty, and do you think these two teams can combine to score more than 30 points?
I don't think they do in terms of score more than 30. I think this has the makings of a, like, 13 to 10 game. Although that's almost 30, isn't it?
That's 23.
I see the over-under at 38.5.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's still really low.
I'm just reading Trevor's notes.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm not putting blame. Just trying to give updated numbers.
How about Alec just calling Trevor out there? I'm just reading Trevor's notes. Yeah, they'll score more than 30. But no, they won't. 13-10, I'm calling it. And I'll give Michigan State the win over Northwestern.
Here's one reason why you could see that many points is because interceptions can sometimes count for six. And this Michigan State defense is still really good. And Hunter Johnson, Brian Lewerke, One fact for you, maybe I'm teasing a stat I would throw in Trev's ticket. Michigan State, in their last 11 games, the under is 10-1.
Really?
Yeah.
And that speaks a lot to their defense, obviously. And it speaks a lot to their offense.
It speaks a lot to Brian Lewerke.
He's through.
Horrible.
Yep.
It's a good stat. I bet we hear it again tomorrow. All right, let's wrap it up with Nebraska, my friend.
All right, we're going to move to the Nebraska. Then Huskers took care of business against the Huskies of Northern Illinois. And now they come here to Champaign to take on Lovie Smith's Illinois team. Scott Frost has yet to win a road game at Nebraska.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that.
That's surprising.
Dang it. Why are we always the stat?
What should Nebraska fans, who are probably going to be in large attendance at Memorial Stadium, expectations be for this weekend? A win or just a blowout?
I think it's just a win.
What is considered a blowout by the two of you?
I think if you beat Illinois by 20, I think that would be a blowout.
Yeah, I agree there. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like first of all, I liked how you did that, Alec, with the Huskers and Huskies. I didn't even think of that last week when they were playing, and no, Trevor did not write that down, so we're not going to give him any credit at all. We're basically just ripping Trevor today. No credit to Trevor. I did not know Scott Frost has never won a road game in the Big Ten. If the question is, what should Huskers fans' expectation level be, I can promise you what their expectation is, that they're going to walk in here and walk all over Illinois. That is their expectation. I guarantee you there's not a fan in Lincoln or anywhere around there that if you said to them, what do you think about Illinois game, they'd be like, oh. They're going to be like, oh, well, listen, who's after them? And that's the unfortunate part of where everything is at right now. But I don't think it's a blowout. I think this is actually a solid game, and we'll talk about that more on Friday.
I'm glad you brought up who's after them, because it's Ohio State at home.
Oh, wow!
And this is a Nebraska team that came in with expectations of potentially winning the Big Ten West, at least competing at the top. You're playing the worst team in the Big Ten West.
Yes.
Their expectation, and it should be, is to blow Illinois out. You're going to maybe have more fans than them.
I know.
That defense is terrible.
The corners, when you sit in the horseshoe, the corners right there where it straightens out, that's where all the, you know, you'll see all the fans. There will be so much red in those corners. And I'm like right in the middle of it going, I wish I could tell you to shut up.
Yeah, so if Nebraska's going to be the team that they thought they were going to be at the beginning of the year, this is getting on the right page and another blowout win against an Illinois team. And then you play Ohio State.
I swear I wish I wouldn't have seen that Scott Frost has yet to win a road game.
Well, they were 4-8 last year.
I know. Ugh. Wait, he's yet to win a road game in Nebraska. Not just a Big Ten.
No, a road game.
A road game in general. Oh, dang it!
That should make you excited, right?
No, it doesn't. It just tells me that we're going to be another updated stat. That's all it does. All right, Alec, well done, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. All right, let's wrap this thing up when we come back. It is The Drive with Sam Pfeiffer.
After years of hard work, ensure your efforts pay off, literally. Busey promises to make your money work for you. With more than 150 years of strength and service, Busey is the ideal partner to ensure your dreams become reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
It's back.
back, and you don't want to miss this highly anticipated event. It's the Showcase Parade of Homes, September 20th through the 22nd, and the 27th through the 29th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This self-guided tour leads you through homes in the Hillshire Development in Southridge, located in Urbana, and Conway Farms Development in Middletown Place in Mahomet. See all the latest trends in outdoor living areas, decorating, gourmet kitchens, state-of-the-art audio, video technology, and green building. For more details and tickets, visit ShowcaseParadeOfHomes.com.
Chef Thad Morrow talks about the newest restaurant in Champaign-Urbana. It's Naya Restaurant, located at 212 East Green Street.
Yeah, I think it's perfect for a date night. You know, you can, you know, come to, you know, campus town. You can stroll around. You know, it's actually fantastic to see all the activity on campus. Come in, sit at the bar, have a glass of rosé, or and then, like, you know, or a cocktail, and then sit at the table and, you know, have a little dinner.
Dinner and drinks are waiting for you at the new Naya Restaurant, 212 East Green Street, Champaign, in the heart of campus town.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at Dye Hotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you will be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
Life packs plenty of surprises. You never know what waits around the next corner, but you can prepare for it. Ask your local Pekin insurance agent about affordable term or whole life insurance policy. You'll worry less, enjoy your time more, and have a plan for the unexpected. Request a free life insurance quote at PekinInsurance.com and start protecting your future today. Our local agents will provide you with beyond the expected advice and service.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at BigGroveTavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Hey, Central Illinois, this is Stephanie Pratt with Coldwell Banker, the Real Estate Group, a top-producing real estate team for all your real estate needs. We are ready to rock selling your home with the top-of-the-line marketing to include professional high-resolution photos, virtual tours, floor plans, online scheduling options, bi-weekly marketing reports, digital advertising all over the web and social media, and if it's vacant, we can even virtually stage those rooms too. Remember, the Stephanie Pratt team, Coldwell Banker, the Real Estate Group, where we don't buy your home, we sell it.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Uh-oh. Migos, man, this is our We Gotta Get Out of Here song.
Mm-hmm.
Great show today, especially the 4 o'clock hour. Trevor set us up. Kevin Wheeler, at Kevin Wheeler 94. Talk Cardinals baseball. Cardinals win today 5-1. They beat Max Scherzer, take 2 of 3 in that series to maintain at least a 2-game lead heading into Wrigley. And we also talked to Jeremy Warner, Illini Inquirer. You know Jeremy. You'll hear him tomorrow at 9. That was good stuff.
Absolutely.
Alec made his debut reading Around the World.
I was going to say, don't slight Alec because he was good in the 5-hour.
He was.
Just a well-rounded show. Just strong all the way through.
We talked baseball, talked college basketball. We talked the Philadelphia Eagles canceling a practice. The news from today, DJ Stewart, who was on the Illinois radar basketball-wise, commits to Duke. Not a surprise there.
No. Not a surprise.
No surprise at all.
Here's a surprise, though. Scott Frost is 0-6 on the road, as Alec mentioned in the last segment, during his career at Nebraska. Nebraska, in general, as a program, has lost their last 8.
Really?
On the road.
I think it's fitting that the song ended there for the for me to just go, oh, no. I got to get that back on.
See, had Illinois, we don't have that much time.
No,
had Illinois won against Eastern, ooh, that would have been a stat you liked.
You're right. That would have been fired up. Hey, you know what? Illinois can beat Nebraska. Let's talk more about that tomorrow.
All right, let's do that.
We'll do that tomorrow. We'll preview Cubs and Cardinals. I cannot wait. It's The Drive with Tegan Pipeline.
When we wanted to replace our old dishwasher, we went to every store. Then we went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Right away, we knew they had the best deal on a really nice Bosch dishwasher. And it came with their famous free 10-year protection plan. We have an older house, and when they came to install the new dishwasher, we found that the old drain pipe did not fit the new hose connections. We thought we would have to hire a plumber. But Dick Van Dyke found the right fittings to adapt to our old pipe, and our new dishwasher works great. Thanks, Dick Van Dyke. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in the Champaign-Urbana area within the past month. I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal on your next appliance purchase. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
Two men in a truck can move all kinds of houses.
Can they move this one?
Sure can.
How about this one?
Oh, yeah, we do that.
This house?
Okay.
What about this?
Definitely. No matter the house you have, Two Men in a Truck has a solution. Visit twomenchampaign.com to start your estimate.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mom season, and Country Arbor's is home of the legendary $6 mom, the biggest, best-priced mom in the state. We grow 20,000 moms, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few moms when you're out. Country Arbor's is in Urbana, on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at CountryArbors.com.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the University of Illinois, is giving you an opportunity to win 4 free midfield tickets and a parking pass to this weekend's game against Nebraska. That's right, 3 tickets. All you have to do is stop by their Neal Street location this week and enter for your chance to win. It really is that easy. Contest expires this Friday at 5:30 p.m., and the winner will be contacted afterwards. No purchase necessary. Limit 1 entry per customer. Win tickets to see Illinois take on Nebraska this Saturday with Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Want to help a special retired police officer in your life? Freedom Roofing is giving you the opportunity. Freedom Roofing is giving a free roof to one retired police officer in Central Illinois. It's simple. Just email freedom at sjbroadcasting.com with a paragraph on why that retired police officer deserves a roof, their name, address, and phone number. Freedom Roofing is giving back, and you can help too. So email that recommendation to freedom at sjbroadcasting.com.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at Dai Hotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you will be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
I gotta get out of the house for a little while.
I don't feel like making dinner tonight. Let's go somewhere.
But where?
I don't know about you, but I feel like a margarita.
Well, I guess we can try to find a sitter.
And we can bring something back for the kids.
Well, where can we go that's got great kids' food and also serves our favorite drinks?
El Toro!
Whether it's with or without the kids, El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign has you covered. They offer a wide variety of both adult beverages and kids' entrees. Stop in today at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casimir, Dura-Lee, Fabri-Cut, and Carol. Let The Blind Man's interior design services.